Good afternoon. The Commissioner of Schools now called to order. Our judge has to be away with the Texas Association of Counties with a duty here with them today. And before we start, I have a couple of announcements. It says, please join us, the Commissioner's Court, at the Commissioner's Court. And we're grateful to have a cake provided by AGB for the holidays. And the second announcement is the public hearing considered an ordinance prohibiting municipalities or industrial waste deposits in certain areas of Jefferson County, Texas, will be tabled until the 10th. After that, we have Commissioner Senegal will do the invocation. Commissioner Arnold will do the Pledge of Allegiance. Now,
before we say the prayer, I'd like a moment of silence for President Bush. Bow your head. Thank you. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for the opportunity to stand before the citizens of Jefferson County as their representative. I ask that you continue to give this court the divine wisdom. Bless each and every elected official and their families, all the staff, and everyone in Jefferson County. Bless those that are fighting for our democracy. We pray for the Bush family, and we ask that you wrap your arms around their family and console them in this time of great bereavement. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please pledge to our great nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Under purchasing, A, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file professional service agreement with grant administrators and management services for our community development block grant program, phase 6, to David Waxman Incorporated in the amount of $34,000. Funding is through the Texas Department of Agriculture Community Development Block Grant. And I've been brought to notice that there's a $13,750 of that is a cash match that comes from the general fund. B, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file engineer slash architect slash survey service agreement for engineering service for community development block grant program phase 6 to Action Civil Engineering PLLC in the amount of $40,250. Funding through the Texas Department of Agriculture Community Development Block Grant Program. C, consider approved repairs, plumbing and restroom fixtures, Port Arthur Sub Courthouse with impact plumbing in the amount of $11,284.54. Funding available through the capital projects. D, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file renewal of term contract for inmate shoes of Jefferson County with Barback Barker Companies Incorporated for a fourth and final 1-year renewal from December 11, 2018 to December 10, 2019. E, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 1 for Taxiway D Reconstruction 2017 at Jack Brooks Regional Airport with Old Castle Materials, Texas Incorporated, DBA, Gulf Coast, and Old Castle Company for an increase amount of $85,795.80 additional excavation and drainage for the project, bringing the total contract amount from $3,167,678.80 to $3,253,474.60. This change order will increase the number of contract working days by 2, bringing the total number of working days from 359 up to, I'm assuming it's a typo, it should be.
Yes, it should be 5 days, sir.
Five days. I apologize. We'll straighten that. to 5 days from 359 days up to 364 days. This project is funded by API grant number 33. F, correct contract reference on the 7th to 16th, 2018. Agenda item I from the Tex-Mex contract for the purchase and installation of a high-powered 250 kW diesel 480/277 60 hertz three-phase with 24-hour fuel tank generator at the Jefferson County New Health Clinic in the amount of $218,523. Funding is through the TDRA Round 1 Disaster Project funded by GLO. With that, can I get a motion on those items?
Move.
A motion.
Second, Commissioner. Dale, on that amount for item C, you asked me something about the marble or slab?
Grant.
Yes. That's not included.
Yes, it is. I have the two. Points.
Did they make the adjustment?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I apologize. Okay. Thank
okay.
You,
with the second, any other questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Excuse me. Under Constable Precinct 1, consider possible approval hiring Jennifer Vega Voga as Chief Deputy Constable with the Constable Precinct 1 in accordance with the Local Government Code 86.001. Open for a motion?
So moved.
Second.
I second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimous. Excuse me. County Auditor, consider and approve FY 2019 budget transfer service center replacement of top balancing equipment. Transfer amount is $5,495. B, regular county bills, check number 453427 through check number 453591.
Motion to
accept.
It's a 591?
Yeah, it's a correction.
It was a correction to that. I apologize. It was on the agenda as 85, but it was changed by the auditor to 91.
Thank you. I'm sorry,
what's
the motion
and
second?
Got a motion.
I made
the
motion.
Second. Commissioner Arnold with the motion and Commissioner Senegal with the second. Any question? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried unanimous. Under Commissioner's Court, consider and possibly approve a resolution supporting an application for Jefferson County to the Texas Historical Commission for a grant for grant funds for courthouse restoration. B, consider and possibly approve authorizing the county judge to execute, receive, and file an affiliation agreement between Jefferson County and the Moore Institute of Technology for the training of nursing students. This is a renewal for an existing agreement. C, consider possible approval authorizing the county judge to execute, receive, and file an audit establishing and organizing the Jefferson County Assistant District Number 4 pursuant to Section 387.005 Local Government Code. D, consider possibly authorizing county judge to execute, receive, and file an order imposing sales and use taxes, Jefferson County Assistant District Number 4, pursuant to Chapter 387 of the Local Government Code. E, consider possibly authorizing county judge to execute, receive, and file an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Port Arthur for repairs of street pursuant to the city request to precinct number 3 and section 791.014 Texas Government Code. F, consider and possibly authorize consider possibly approve an order extending the deadline to waive permit fees on renovations due to hurricane damage from September the 15th, 2018 to December the 31st, 2019. Under Commissioner's Court, do we have a motion on accept these items?
So moved.
Second.
And a motion is second. Any questions?
Yes, on item C and D, do we need a public hearing on that?
It does not state it over the agenda, so I'm assuming that we don't have to have it. Do we need one, Mr. Swain?
No, I believe you had the actual ballot voted on.
Yeah.
Voted on by the voters of the area.
Thank you.
Okay, with that, is there any other questions? All in favor of items under the Commissioner's Court, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimous. We're at the point of to bring to the body anything from elected officials or department heads with no action to be taken on anyone.
I'd like to make a clarification on the first point under the County Commissioner, the Historical Commission. We had spoken with the judge, and what we would like to try to put a grant together for would be to update the courthouse master plan specifically. So it's not the same as it has been in the past for architectural things, but it can also be used to update that master plan, which we understand is what needs done at this time.
So basically that is to update the courthouse master plan. That is what this...
It's under there as courthouse restoration, which the master plan, I would fall under that. But more specifically, that's what we're trying to do at this time.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, well, I've just been informed that an early announcement by Kate is not here, but I'm going to tell you what I know who can get the Kate here in a hurry. Commissioner Arnold, he's the guy.
I had my cake over at the
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Can I get an update on my courthouse, the sub courthouse as far as my security glass over there? And where we are.
Let me ask you, Ms. Clark, do you have any information on the,
I think we're going back to security.
The security committee dealing with the, I guess, the security glass and things at the courthouse and sub-courthouse.
I can talk a little bit.
Okay, come on, Cheryl.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. We had all the security companies come in, was it last week? And to kind of, Carolyn, they went to all of your offices, both here and all over the county, and kind of look at it. And so they submitted their bid packets, I would imagine, to not yet.
We have another week or two.
One more week, they will submit their proposals. It was, how many companies?
We have eight.
There was about eight companies show up, and so we gave them a tour of this building, this courthouse, and all the annex buildings. And so they went into both of your offices and looked, and so what they're going to do is present their proposals to purchasing, and we'll sit down and share with you. Certainly, I want you guys involved in what you think is going to work best for your office.
Okay. We're still kind of waiting on sub courthouse so far.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? With that, we are closed for business. Any commissioners?